This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Do you think there is a long-term answer here?
Possible long-term answer, yes. I think it's possible that there's a long-term answer here. And it's clearly, yeah, obviously one of the three, you know, guys, not right. Joe Flacco.
Correct. All right, there you have it. Jimmy and Dee Haslam, their press conference live right here on 92.3 The Fan. I just want to remind you one more time, press conference is brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose Click Cruise at montrosekia.com. And our training camp coverage continues with us, too. So, Jeff, tell me, what'd you get out of that? What do you think? You want to start with the football or you want to start with the dome?
Football.
All right, let's start football.
Last year's disaster. Those three words stuck out to me from Jimmy Haslam. Last year's disaster. He also said, and we talked about this, where do Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski sit, you know, as far as comfort-wise here? They have multi-year contract extensions. But he also said, they need to do better. We need to do better. Three wins doesn't get it done. That gives you a little idea. You know, they don't do better than three wins. We'll be looking at a new head coach and a new general manager, I would assume. And that's only fair. That's the way it works in the NFL. I liked Jimmy's.
Everybody needs to do better, though. Everybody he had talked about said Jimmy and Dee need to do better.
And guess what?
He said that. That's true. I think it's right. Yeah.
He said they're not going to panic. They're going to build through the draft. Next year, 9 picks. Jimmy knew it completely. 2 number ones moving forward. Didn't really want to talk about Deshaun, get him healthy, and then we'll figure things out. Andrew's call on Shedeur Sanders. Cautiously optimistic that Quinshon Judkins will be signed by the team at some point. I thought it was interesting that Jimmy said, with the guys that the last three drafts who have had issues involving alleged behavior toward women, we're not communicating well enough.
We had just had that conversation 2 seconds before.
I think it's fine for Jimmy Haslam to say that. I still think so much of this just goes back to the individual and the way they were raised, what their belief system is, and I think they need to do a better job of figuring that out before they draft these guys. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I have sons in their 20s. I don't have to tell them that mistreating women is bad. The Browns shouldn't have to tell them that. I mean, come on. That's bad, right?
I am, but
we should all know that.
Look, Jeff, you and I have the same philosophy on that, and I agree with you, but until you walk a day in someone else's shoe,
in what world is mistreating women okay?
It's not, but by the same token, I can have that for my own personal thought and for the influence that we have over our children. I don't know what it's like.
They're different parts of society. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
Different people are raised differently and everything else. And nowhere I know of is mistreating women okay. And people, I just think it's big of pro sports teams to say, well, we need to communicate the message better as a society, not to get too big.
It's not only a team, it's a league too.
Well,
right?
we need to, our society needs to do a better job. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time kids become pro athletes, I mean, you know, too late, isn't it? I mean, if you have to get the message,
although
when you're in your 20s and a professional, that mistreating other people isn't a good idea. Wow.
No, but that also goes back to, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds that, you know, some people argue that brain development isn't totally finished.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not making excuses for anybody that's saying anything. Plus, you're also adding a dynamic that you're saying to an 18-year-old who sometimes probably didn't even have a checkbook, if they're lucky, until they're 18, if they still use their checkbook or an online account, I'll put it that way. I'll get us up to speed on that. That now suddenly you have millions of dollars in that account that never existed before.
But Andy,
if you're in a situation, no, I know. But I'm also saying that it's the bigger global picture. It's not just domestic violence. It's all of it. It's the entire package.
In this situation, it's domestic violence.
I understand that, but I'm talking about the bigger picture for a second. I'm happy to go back to domestic violence in a second. But I just you're saying to an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, even with the college money, here's $1 million in your bank account. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to go out and hit a woman in the jaw.
No, and again, I don't agree with that. I'm not saying. And by the way, he doesn't have that money yet either. The guy we're talking about doesn't have that money. Allegedly, did all these things.
Sure, he had some from NIL.
This isn't about. This is not about that case in general. It's the point that you had brought up before about
we as a society need to do better. And by the time these guys become professionals, they should know better. But if that's the case, then the organizations who are selecting these players need to make sure they get the right guys.
Yeah,
we're
going to disagree.
That's
on
where
that.
The Browns can do better.
They can do better, but I can't play Monday morning quarterback on things that happen after guys get drafted, especially if there is no previous history to it.
Well, Andy, they missed.
It's hard. I mean,
they don't draft that many guys, and they missed on the character, apparently. Allegedly, whatever you want to say, of three guys they selected high. That's not a whole lot of guys. I mean, two second rounders and a fourth.
I'm not going to get.
Just do a better job.
Your parameters
aren't being.
I can't get mad at an organization.
I'm not mad at them. Just do a better job.
And he said that today. He heard what he said.
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. Do a better job.
Yeah,
it's a bad look for the organization.
It's a bad look for the league.
It's a bad look for the city.
It's a bad look for the league. It's a bad look for everything. I look at the situation. It's not good all the way around. We'll just leave it at that. All right, what else did you think?
I'm probably in a minority on this. Well, why is the Browns franchise responsible for tearing down the old place and developing the lakefront? Why? I'm sorry. They were a tenant. Okay, the only reason it was there because it was a football team. I get it. I've been hearing about lakefront development since I was old enough to know there was a lake there. It's still not there. That's not on the football team.
But the lake's there, Jeff. The lake has been there since you were born.
That's on the city, but I didn't know about it.
Because you're in Akron, it was too far away.
That's right.
You didn't touch the lake, so therefore it didn't exist. Much like Brook Park doesn't exist in Cuyahoga County because it doesn't touch the lake.
I mean, why is it the football team's responsibility to worry about what's happening on the lakefront? It's not.
He say this is the second largest project in state history?
I think he did.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said something like that. Hey, it's a big project. Come on, it's huge. And forgive me. You've got private investors in this. Yes, there are taxpayer dollars. Welcome to the world we live in. Taxpayer dollars go into things like this. Very rarely are they all privately financed. You can complain about that all you want. That's just the reality of the world right now. But I, for the life of me, do not understand why everybody thinks it's the Browns' responsibility to tear down the old place that the city owns and then develop the lakefront that the city owns.
I think that was probably a bargaining chip.
probably
that was used in the beginning.
Probably right.
Of this entire, again, if you listen, like Jimmy and D weren't
and
about to.
And they said
weren't
they made an offer. They said they made an offer.
Yeah, they said, that, like, they're not going to give away anything. Why would you? Why you're going to give away? They made it sound like they want to talk to the county, right? They want to talk to the city.
We
they
can
want
do the project
to be able to do
the
these
county,
things.
But it works better if we're all involved.
And he also
together.
Made it sound like they only need $300 million now instead of $600 million, like they did in the beginning. I got to go
well,
back.
Pony up, Baskin. Let's go.
Oh, well, yeah. You got it, don't you?
I'm in for a buck.
Oh, you just made that an interest.
There you go.
I also thought that D had an interesting name for the what would be the new Dome District. I don't know if you caught that. Did you catch that?
Nope.
The front door. Did you ever say that?
Oh.
That it would be the front door. So many people come in through the airport, or if you're driving in from west heading east, odds are you're going to hit either 71 or 480 or something
over
there.
I did catch that, but I didn't think it was a name necessarily.
I was like, oh, it's the front door district, or it's something like that. It'd still be Brook Park, though. But
Dome District.
Front door. I didn't mind it. I didn't have any problem with what you said. All right, let's come back. We'll talk more about what did you think? I mean, you just listened to Jimmy and D. Haslam not only talk about the football team, but about the Dome. Were there any questions that you got answered or questions that you want answered? I'm curious on that, too. Did they avoid something that maybe they should have talked about or maybe the question didn't get asked? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The fan. We talked prior to the press conference. And by the way, if you have any questions or you heard something you want to talk about, your reaction to that press conference, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. I'm not surprised at the level of where Jimmy Haslam is as far as his football team is concerned. And, you know, he said straight out, you know, the roster is Andrew Berry's. The who starts is Kevin Stefanski's. You know, he is there to support, and he said they need to do a better job. We need to do a better job. Still not happy about a 3-win season. I think that reflects what we all think when it comes into this situation. So, but I'm still not surprised, and I don't know if it's good or bad as a fan that the owner has the detail that he has, like completely listed off everybody they drafted this year by name. You know, and do we really care about the late round picks? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're employees.
Rather than stats.
They're employees of the company.
Sure.
I guess so. Maybe that's one reason too. But I thought, you know, he knows the minutia of what's there. I thought he was also.
Well, it's his business.
Yeah. But sometimes I think fans want. I mean, let's face it. Randy Lerner wanted to just own the team, hire the right people, and not have to worry about anything. I don't have a problem with that either.
I don't think Randy wanted to own the team. Randy inherited the team.
I don't know that Randy didn't want to own the team. If things would have gone, if Randy would have just wrote checks and hired the right people, and everything went 100%.
To.
Yeah. Then why wouldn't he have wanted to own the team, especially if they're making money? Why wouldn't you? I don't know.
I think he held on to the team because of his dad, but that's...
I think he did it out of respect for his father, but at some point, there was a business aspect on that. I'm just still trying to go back and forth here on whether I want to discuss... The stadium stuff, I thought, was interesting.
99.9% sure it's a go.
Yeah. Break ground maybe in February. Second largest project in state history.
Jimmy made a great point, by the way. He was asked about, well, you know, if this is going to be done in 3.5 years, aren't you hurrying it through and everything else? No, and Jimmy immediately made the right point. So we've been working on the design of this and everything else since like 2017.
I thought he answered some tough questions too. The seating capacity of the new Dome Stadium, and would it be able to handle a Super Bowl? And I don't think it's the venue is the issue. I think it's more the city, which, by the way, Jeff, I'm curious what you think. I do think if they build the Dome, we will see one Super Bowl in our lifetime, and that'll be the end of it. I don't think we'll never see another one.
Maybe.
I kind of feel like, maybe. You know, when the commissioner got involved and he had said that, you know, they went to Columbus, that there's probably a feeling there that Cleveland would get a Super Bowl at some point if they were able to build this. Because if I was a state, I'd want to hear that too when they were talking about the financing. Are we going to get a Super Bowl in Cleveland if that happens? Look, I can show you that we've done this in other cities and that we'd be there. But the problem is it wouldn't be the stadium. It's the infrastructure, right? It's the city of Cleveland. It's the hotels. It's hotels, Westlake or Beachwood or Rockside or, you know, would we have enough hotels? Akron. I mean, remember, we had a convention here, the Republican convention. They had folks staying in all over the place, like Sandusky, pretty far hauls to get back to downtown. So, you know, to be able to put a Super Bowl or a bowl game or some kind of major event would, guess what, fill up hotel rooms and restaurants downtown.
Sure.
But for some reason.
And in the suburbs and you're right, Akron, everywhere else.
Being 12 miles away from where they are right now, I mean, people act like they're moving to Baltimore. It's not even close. And I do think that
people who are doing that, I think, are doing it to serve their own agendas.
Perhaps. I did think it was interesting that he talked about, you know, the story that was in the paper yesterday about, okay, one of the problems we have now with all of the venues is who's paying for the upkeep once these things are in. And Jimmy said it without saying it, but... You know, did he use the word syntax? I didn't even catch
that.
He did. Okay. So, you know, continuing on a syntax. So it would be continued taxing.
Partnering with the other franchises.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well,
the county's got to get
out. A lot of people
They need to. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help us, general public. Even if they don't do anything, if the Browns and the county are not talking... Bad.
It's silly.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. You know, and the county can be mad all they want, but the county stands to lose what on this? Like, I still don't, and Dee brought it up. Hey, by the way, Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. Like, again, I go back to the beginning of this argument. If anyone wanted to scream about this whole thing, it's the city and Mayor Bibb. I get it, man. That's your job. Your job is to protect that boundary line between Brook Park and Cleveland. I get it. But the county... to me, makes absolutely no sense. What is the difference for the county if they're in Brook Park or if they're in Cleveland?
The county executive, Chris Ornain, seemed to think that by having it downtown, it's a better thing for the entire region. That's his opinion and perspective, and he's allowed to have it.
But
he also he's also in position to represent
everybody.
The citizens of Cuyahoga County. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a big picture there.
And you know, he has been a huge proponent of the lakefront. Like, that's been kind of his baby. And now he's got the opportunity, and the county has the opportunity to do something great with the lakefront. Now, and I don't blame, like, if the Haslam's out, if the county and the Browns aren't talking already, what would possess the Browns to want to even say the nice things they said about the lakefront today? Like, if the county's...
Isn't it more city than county at that point?
For lakefront?
I would think so. Since the lakefront's actually located in the city of Cleveland.
But it's also in Cuyahoga County. It's the same argument we use for Brook Park.
And the dome is in Cuyahoga County, and the county didn't care.
So. Right. I've talked about the four major projects that are going on. The Bedrock project on the on that land over there that I thought originally was where the casino was going to be, but now we've got this world-class healthcare basketball facility that's going to move there. The lakefront itself, they talked about that. And then the airport, too.
He made one comment that I thought was very interesting early on when he was asked, and it was kind of, and I was glad to hear it, when we talked before the whole thing started, Andy, and I threw out to you what basically would be your threshold for an acceptable season or successful season. And he said three wins obviously isn't, that's not good. But he said, I think we will know what better looks like. I thought that was an interesting way to phrase it. And I think it was a good way to phrase it. If you win five games, but all of a sudden you have Dylan Sampson who rushed for 1,200 yards, and you have Cedric Tillman who came through and had a 1,000-yard receiving season, and you had a quarterback who looked like a guy you could have at quarterback moving forward, and your defense was improved, but you win five or six games, that's better. And I think that was an interesting way, and a good way, for Jimmy to put it.
Do you remember how Eric Mangini saved his job with Mike Holmgren?
I remember Mike Holmgren saying we didn't think it was fair to Eric to basically blow him up this early and that he deserved another year.
And didn't they win their last four games of the year?
Yeah, they came out strong.
And so that's another scenario that I kind of was thinking about, that if you're looking at it, let's just say they don't start Shador or Dylan, right? And they wait until week 10, 11, something like that. And they're deep in the hole where they know they're not going to make the playoffs at that point.
But then in the last four or five games, they look pretty good.
Yeah. And then you see improvement. Like I could see that being a window to success.
I think it was a smart thing for Jimmy to say, because it's silly. I would think it's silly for an owner to say, well, we got to win six. I mean, well, then the fans are mad. You only want to win six?
Right.
I think we'll know what better looks like. I think that's perfect, actually, if you want to know the truth. It gives him room to make judgments about the work that's been done on his football team. And whether you want to agree that he is in the right to do that, well, he owns the team, so yeah, he is. But I think that was very well put by him, and I hope that they follow that. If at the end of the year they win six games, but it looks blech, well, then you're going to make changes. And if you win five games, but things look like they're really coming around, Andy, and maybe on the right path, everybody can stay in place. So I think that was a perfect way for Jimmy to put it.
Yeah, I also think they're taking this training camp one day at a time, too. And first of all, three
wins. Like we take our show, Andy, one day at a time.
Oh, no, Jeff, we're 1 minute at a time around here.
That's right, Andy.
The way that they're approaching training camp is, obviously not of a team that anyone can. I don't want to say that they don't see the playoffs, but they're looking at pillars, right? Carolina is a pillar. Philly will be a pillar. Those games will be there, and then as they move towards the season, so that you're not making that. I know that, Kevin said early on, we'd rather make a decision sooner than later, but I think Pickett getting hurt kind of changes a little bit of the quarterback timeline, don't you? Especially if he's healthy after 2 weeks and then he gets
competition. Yeah, let's figure out how long he's hurt for. Here's the other thing. Just because Pickett is out and the other guys are here doesn't mean the guys are going to perform well enough to make you think, yeah, oh, that's the guy. And I say that based on the headline I saw about the Indianapolis Colts situation. They have Anthony Richardson, who they spent, I believe it was the fifth overall pick on a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then they brought in Daniel Jones, who was a sixth overall pick with the Giants and got cut by the Giants and was with Minnesota at the end of last year. And, it's like, okay, well, one of those guys is our guy. And the headline said, they're both stinking it up, basically. It said neither guy is performing well. So just because Pickett's out doesn't necessarily mean, oh, good, here's Joe Flacco's chance. Well, it might be a chance, but he's got to perform well. And, you know, if he doesn't, well, Pickett's right there. If, and I think Pickett's right there anyway, if he's back by next week. If he's not, then that certainly changes things, and it should. It should change things. If Dylan Gabriel outplays Joe Flacco while Pickett is out, let's say Pickett's out next week in Carolina, and Gabriel looks better. Andy, you've said it. I've said it. None of us care which guy it is. Just have somebody play well and make him the starter. I don't care which guy it is. If it's Flacco, fine.
I've felt in the past that we've had, like, maybe with four quarterbacks, it changes things too. But there has been giant divides in this city over who plays quarterback, I especially over the last 10 years. Like, oh, who wants to see Brian Hoyer when we've got Johnny Manziel? And, you know, you've got.
Yeah.
And I've heard talk shows like just split the city in half because. You know, one person thought they were so right, and the other person was so right. And it's just, you're a three-win team. You've got four quarterbacks, and who knows who your quarterback's going to be. I still don't know. I think Flacco's in the lead right now. I think most of us think that based on the fact that you've got two other rookies coming back.
I would assume. However, you know what happens when you assume.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are going to return. So coming up in the next hour, Kevin Stefanski will have his press conference. And so we'll hear that, I don't know, somewhere around 120, 130, somewhere in there. He'll step up to the podium. I do want to kind of get back into the Guardians and try to figure out where they're going to go with the trade deadline coming up on Thursday. So all these things, plus still your reaction to what we heard from Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam, their press conference today. Not acceptable. That was a lot of, they said that a lot of times. About certain issues, so we might touch on that too when we come back. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.